Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
Welcome, welcome.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go again.
You can't see us, but we are here.
Episode 6 here. Getting down.
That's right, just jamming.
Jamming away here in the Animal House studio.
Lovely Denton, Texas.
Just stopped raining.
It's been crazy, man. This weather is nuts.
It's been raining for what, like 36 hours or something here?
Yeah, usually when that happens, and I should probably knock on wood, but usually when that happens, water starts coming through the ceiling here at the Animal House.
That's not the way.
That is not the way. That is the opposite of the way.
Yeah. So, let's see. It was a Memorial Day weekend. No, Labor Day weekend.
Yes, holiday weekend.
Holiday weekend. And I went to, on Labor Day, I went to Billy Bob's for the picking for preemies situation.
Picking for preemies. How was that?
It was good. It seemed like everybody was there. Randy Rogers, Wade Bowen, Stoney LaRue, Kyle Bennett.
Stoney LaRue is a sponsor of this show.
Yeah. Kyle Bennett, Jason Boland, Cody Canada, John Koopaloop, Johnny Cooper.
Wow. So it was a star-studded event.
Yeah. You know what? And I talked to Koopaloop, Mr. Cooper, and he was like, yeah, I read that you were working on a new record. And I was like, where'd you read that? And he said that it was... in Best in Texas. I don't remember ever talking to Best in Texas. Did you talk to him, Starfire?
Yeah, but I didn't tell him we were making a new record. I told him a lot of things, but I told them nothing about that.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell what he's talking about. Well, so, whatever. But we are about to make a new record here, coming up probably in a month or so.
Yes. So look for that. I'm excited about that.
Me too.
Texas singer-songwriter William Clark Green alluded to that in the last podcast.
Oh, yeah. I haven't listened to it since we interviewed him, and I forgot what we talked to him about.
Yeah, he said something about it, but we didn't let him get off subject.
Oh, good. Good.
Actually, I'm recording a record.
Recording a record!
Recording a record with friend of the show, AC Murder, is doing a record here.
Oh, yeah. Has he been back since?
Yeah. He was here Monday night.
Fuck, I was gone.
Yeah. But yeah, he was here, and we did some acoustic guitar tracks, and that record is coming along, man.
I want to hear it.
All right. You shall.
We played in Amarillo on Friday night.
Oh, yeah,
That was a good gig.
Yeah, a lot of old friends came out. That was awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Sunday, I went and played at Donnie Nelson's Lake House, which is the general manager of the Mavericks, and there was a lot of people there. It was a really good time. We played on this dock, but he has a dock that runs out from the back of his house, and then he's got a boat and some jet skis and things like that. But he made a stage, a permanent stage, on the dock. So you walk over a stage before, so you're playing over the water.
Nice.
It's really cool. And the dance floor is a beach. So the beach is there, and people were dancing in the shallow water, like right in front of us, you know, where the water was running under the dock. So they were dancing in the water. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. A lot of people there?
Yeah, there was a lot of people there. It was people were parking their boats. At one time, we looked back, and we counted probably over 10 boats that, because it's in this bay, or what do you call it, an inlet? What do you call it when the ghost comes in?
I don't know. We'll have to get... Well, that's something we'll need to call Captain Gillyweed about.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Captain Gillyweed, our merchandise guy and road manager extraordinaire.
Yeah.
He is very knowledgeable about the sea.
Yeah, maritime facts.
Maritime facts. So we'll have to give him a call.
Yeah, dude, we should call him right now, man.
Yeah, all right.
All right, but if he doesn't... Because a lot of times he's doing all of his... pirate shit.
Right. So, and he doesn't like to answer my phone calls.
Either. Exactly. So if he doesn't like to answer mine either. So if he doesn't answer, let's play. We wrote a theme song for him too.
Yeah.
So, but he doesn't really know about this theme song. So we'll play that over the message. that we leave.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Hi, you have reached
Captain Galloway.
And I am unable to answer my phone right now. If you would, please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
There once was a pirate captain who sailed the seven seas. He loved to pillage every coastal village and they called him Gillywee. Captain Gillywee.
Gillywee.
Captain Gillywee.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-
You can't see us, but we're here.
To leave a message for Starfire and Charlie and possibly be on the podcast, call area code first, 206-338-3542.
So Planet Donnie's was cool, and there was also
There was dragons there, wasn't there?
Yeah, there were lake dragons.
Lake dragons, that's crazy.
No, it was actually an Ogopogo came up under the dock too and started picking off small children and taking them off into the lake.
Shit, I didn't even hear about that in the news.
You think they'd put an Ogopogo in the news?
I don't know. They're putting some crazy shit in the news. Did you hear about the shit that they're like in schools, I guess. I heard about this in some news thing in Oklahoma that they're sending letters home to parents about this music, this like rave music that apparently makes kids feel like they're high on the marijuana.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's called, they call it eye dosing is what the kids are calling it. But it like technically is like binaural beats. So you have like one beat at one frequency in one ear and then a slightly different frequency in the other ear, and your brain, like, your brain waves, like, flip out, and...
What's going on?
Yeah, and you feel like you're high, and it's music, and that's the cool thing, but they're trying to, like, outlaw it.
So these people are really high on music.
Yeah, yeah, it's music that gets you high.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no shit.
We should play some of that.
Yeah.
Do we have an example?
I got a clip here from the... Shit. From the YouTube.
Yeah, we pulled some things down off of YouTube, and we're going to hear the news story that they did in Oklahoma about this this music here first. So here now is some news organization in Oklahoma talking about this binaural
digital drugs.
Digital drugs, ladies and gentlemen.
Taking a stand against the latest internet craze. Have you ever heard of this? It's called eye dosing. And websites are luring kids with free downloads of so-called digital drugs, which are audio files designed to induce drug-like effects. Adriana Ivashinsky has just returned from Mustang Live with the details on this alarming new trend. I've got to admit, I'd never heard of it before.
Kelly, parents really need to listen up on this one. That's because all kids need to experience these digital drugs are headphones, their computer, and an MP3 player. Though the websites that tout them say they're a safe and legal way to get high, the fear is it could lead to illegal drug use. Digital drugs are all over the internet, touting a free, legal, safe way to get high.
Oh my God.
And images of teenagers trying it are all over YouTube. It's these images that has a lot of parents, educators, and law enforcement officials with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics concerned.
Kids are going to flock to these sites just to see what it's about, and it can lead them other places.
It sounds like this. And uses binaural or two-tone technology to alter your brainwaves and mental state. Kelly Johnson is a parent and teacher and had never even heard of eye dosing or digital drugs until now.
Well, it's just scary, definitely scary, to know that, you know, just one more thing, one more thing to look out for.
Recently, Mustang Public School sent out a letter warning parents about the new trend after several high school students reported having physiological effects after trying one of these digital downloads.
Students and graduates are still talking about it.
I'd heard it was like some weird like demons and stuff through a iPod or something, and he was just freaking out.
People should be concerned about it. It's not something that should just be overlooked.
We had never come across anything like this, and anything that is going to cause these physiological effects in a student, that causes us concern.
Mustang schools are doing what they can to put a stop to it, including cracking down on the use of cell phones and other technology while on campus.
We try very hard to be vigilant, and we ask that the parents, you need to be vigilant too.
And the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics tells us that parental awareness is the key to preventing future problems, since eye dosing could very well indicate a willingness to experiment with drugs.
So that's why we want parents to be aware of what sites their kids are visiting and not just dismiss this as just something harmless on the computer.
That's the story.
That's the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is saying this shit. So.
Yeah, so what we're going to do now is listen to one of these songs and with you guys on the podcast here, maybe have an experiment. I think you're supposed to listen to it for a lot longer than we are going to.
And you want to listen to it in headphones so that you actually definitely hear the stereo separation of it. And this is just like the most popular one we found on YouTube. But
so if you if you're driving right now,
yeah, be careful. Don't pull over.
Pull over. We are not responsible for anything that might happen to you.
Right. And if you're a child, wait until you're, you know, older than we are.
Older than you are.
Yeah. Wait until you're older than you are. Which was right now.
Yeah. Go ahead and listen to it. Who cares?
It's just music, folks.
Shit's up.
You gotta see the video of Alex Jones listening to this shit.
Is anybody feeling anything?
Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Yeah, and you're supposed to listen to it for a really long time. And
I don't know if I could handle that.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
I feel like both of us, for those of you who can't see us,
right?
Which, we were pretty much dancing in here while
yeah, it was crazy. On. You know, I spent some time listening to that stuff, and it really didn't do anything to me.
Are you sure you weren't just high already?
I don't know. That might have been it, but. Or, you know, it might have gotten me high before I even listened to it.
It's probably getting everybody high right now, and you don't even know it. We're probably living in the reality of this music, and they're playing it at inaudible levels, but your brain still picks it to control your mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. That makes so much sense, man.
Oh, it's Gilligan.
All right. Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, we have our road manager on the line right now, David Gilligan, otherwise known as Captain Gillyweed.
Captain Gillyweed, how's it going?
It's all right.
So we were trying to think of, what do they call that in an ocean or a lake when there's sort of an extremity to the body of water and you go into it and it's sort of like a private little, extension of the lake or ocean?
I think you're referring to a cove.
Oh, okay, yeah. A cove, okay. All right, well, that's...
Like a party in the cove?
Yeah, like a party in the cove, exactly. So what did you do today? Did you... We called you earlier and you didn't answer. What was going on then?
Yeah, I was having a little lunch at the Long John Silver's.
Oh, that's good. Right on. You have some fish?
Popcorn shrimp.
Shrimp.
Some corn shrimp.
Some scrimps.
Some scrimpies.
Yeah, right. It comes from the Gulf.
So,
are you out on your vessel right now? Out on your boat?
You could say that. I'm in my office, so sure.
I was wondering last time that we were on the road together, you were telling me about how you still refuse to get a diesel engine on your boat and you just use the wind. And I think that's admirable of you.
Admirable of you, Admiral.
You're not an
there's
admiral.
Enough,
huh?
There's enough pollution in the water. Might as well use Mother Nature to get around.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Captain Gillyweed, for answering our questions. And hopefully we can make you a regular on the podcast.
I look forward to that. Maybe we can start talking about hotels y'all want to stay at. We're going to Lubbock this week. Do y'all want to stay at a Holiday Inn Express or in La Quinta?
Ooh, good question.
Good question, mate. We'll consider that and we'll get back to you.
Going to Lubbock.
All right.
Good. Anything else going on in the out of the sea?
Well, it pretty much is the sea out there since the whole Metroplex is flooding.
Yeah, yeah. How about this rain? It's been crazy shit, huh?
It's a hurricane, I'm telling you.
Really?
You would have thought a hurricane would come through at Lake Louisville, but it sure did.
Hurricane Gillyweed.
Have they had a Hurricane Gilligan yet?
I don't know, but somebody should call the National Weather people and suggest that to them.
How about the t-shirts and merch? You got anything new going on there with the CDs and whatnot?
Yeah, we might... I gotta go. I might have a mutiny on my hands.
Whoa. It sounds like there's some...
I guess he's gone.
Are you
still there?
All right. Well, he's gone.
Our next guest is a lady named Rita Ballou.
You might know her from Rawhide and Velvet. That's the name of her blog that she's got.
It's about Texas music. And she's ruffling feathers all over the place. Feathers of the manager's feathers, the booking agent's feathers, the fan's feathers, and the artist's feathers. So she is hated by many, loved by many, feared by
all.
By all, yeah. Or I was going to say some. But here now is Rita Ballou.
It's good to have you on. You can't see us today.
I know. I'm disappointed. I want to see y'all. So it'd be easier. It'd be like, you know,
yeah,
like Nancy Grace or something.
Yeah, it would be Nancy Grace.
That's the direction we're heading for with this show, is a Nancy Grace type show.
You're probably not going to get any of my pop culture references. You'd
well,
probably be sitting there going, huh?
I know who Nancy Grace is.
Oh,
she's that really angry woman that's on TV.
Crazy bitch, right?
Oh, she's awful. She's the worst. I mean, I have a bad accent, but she's got a horrible accent. And she just yells at her guests. It's great. I love it.
Okay, so you run the blog Rawhide and Velvet. Tell us a little bit about what you're trying to go for and what inspired you to start this blog.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I have no earthly idea what I'm trying to go for. It seems like it changes every day between what's going on in the scene, and I hate that word, but what's going on and the things that I post and the comments that come in. But let me tell you how it all started. Really what it is, it's like a growing thing that started on my MySpace, because all me and my little friends, we would go to concerts, and then I would do like a blog review or a concert review, and you know, all my friends would add comments, and it was a lot of fun. And then one day we went to all go see Roger Craig, and trust me, I love Roger Craig. I think he's great. I love to go see his shows. But we, after the show, we were all sitting at the merch table, and we were waiting for Roger Craig to come out, because we wanted our picture made, and, you know, the cheesy fan stuff. We wanted to say hi and get him to sign our t-shirt.
Hang out with Craig, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we weren't kind of like, you know, like, hey, what's up? You want to go back to the, you know, Motel 6? We just wanted him to sign our t-shirts.
Yeah.
And we waited, and he never came out. And I was like, come on. So we leave the bar, and we're walking to our car, which parks behind the alley, and there's a creator with a bunch of cuties standing by the bus. And I was like, you know, he got the hot chicks. He got done by the bus. We went home that night and literally started the vlog. And it was just basically a place that people could go if you had, like, a bad experience and, like, say, you know, hey, so-and-so, like, Kevin Fowler really put on a crappy show tonight. You could go and you could write that and, you know, kind of share your stories, but then it's kind of warped into a whole new realm of, I don't even know what it is, TMZ, Perez Hilton, I don't know.
Of death threats towards you, right?
I have.
Really? Threats?
I've gotten some really ugly things. I mean, I guess I'm just naive in the world to realize that you can, like, make jokes about people and people not take them as seriously, because, yeah, I've gotten, you know, my name is not a secret. I mean, it was never really a secret, but if I made a blog with my real name, would anybody have read it? No. They'd be like, who cares about this lady? But, you know, you have a secret name and a secret identity, and then all of a sudden people were interested.
It's
but,
mysterious.
Yeah, people found out my name, and then you can Google me, and, I mean, I have a pretty public job, and people can get your phone number, and they can call you and say ugly things, and, you know, but whatever.
Exactly. So that's when you mentioned the comments earlier, I think that that's more than what you write. I haven't read everything, but I check in every once in a while. But more than what you write, people get pissed about what's in the comments, I think.
I totally agree with you. And I read them all. And there's this big theory that I'm sitting at home in front of my computer all day commenting my own anonymous comments. Please, I wish I had time to do that. I'm at work all day.
That's a great idea.
Generation. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? I could just sit there and go, Rita's amazing all day long. I have a first generation iPhone. It's not like I can't even, you know, send picture text half the time, much less sit there and log into a blog and comment and hit the refresh button. And please give me a break. People ask me, why don't you delete things? Well, I mean, if they can bash me all day long, I don't delete it. I think it's great. I mean, not everybody's supposed to agree with me. Now, it's not any fun when people are writing, Rita's a fat, ugly bitch. You know, that's no fun, but
yeah,
whatever.
I think somebody pointed you out to me at a Kyle Bennett show at Gilly's once. Were you there not too long
yes,
ago?
Yes, I know exactly, because you were standing there, and I tweeted. I was like, I think that's Charlie, but I'm not sure.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. But, yeah, you didn't look like the monster that everybody makes you out to be.
I know. I'm really not that horrible, am I?
No, but
I can tell you why I don't delete. I can tell you. I have a specific reason why I don't delete. Is because I was one of those complete fan club Nashville Act nerds where I would pay my $29 and I would sign up and I would get my little koozie and I would get my fan club t-shirt, and that would give you access to the message boards. And one of the very first ones that I ever went on was Dirk Bentley. Just been a huge Dirk fan from the get-go. Well, I'm mad at him. Like, we broke up, you know, after the Feel the Fire album. Like, no, I'm not feeling this at all. This is not good, Dirk.
But the
thing is I would go on to the website. So, you know, we would talk and we would chat and stuff. But if you would ever say, if you would literally say, I didn't like Dirk's shirt, they would delete it.
Weird.
Like, there couldn't be anything negative. And I was like, that's just ridiculous. So, that's why I don't delete things. Because I think people are allowed to come on there and say, you know, I thought it was a bad show. I didn't like this album. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But they're ridiculous. They're really, really bad.
What do you think it is about music, and even in this, the Texas country scene, that the fans take it so personal? Like, say that one person is a Josh Abbott fan and one person is a huge Casey Donahue fan. They literally get in fights about things. And people say that, you know, one person sounds like each other. But isn't it just all music and supposed to be fun? In my opinion, that's what it is. But why do you think people get so invested in the bands that they like?
I think it's because it is. I think it's a lot about being a Texan. Like, we're Texans, you know, Texas music. It's us. It's so great. But I also think because, like, when you go to the concerts, majority of the time, or 90% of the bands are going to come to the merch table, and you're going to get your picture made, and, you know, you can follow them on Twitter, and it's on a creepy way where you go, hey, I know these guys. I'm talking about my friend like that.
Yeah.
But in the same token, it's like, you don't really know them. They don't really know you.
It's not always a personal thing. I mean, I guess some people can make it personal, but, it, you know.
Oh, I think people make it extremely personal.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess so. So. Fuck those people.
So there's been a lot of stuff on your blog about you and who you refer to as Yoko. Who is Yoko?
I want to tell this story so badly, so thank you for the opportunity. Yoko is just a funny name that I like to call Casey Donahue's wife, Melinda. And she's a wife of yours. Like, you know, she's a manager and a wife.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Yoko, to me, Yoko's just funny. I mean, that's just a funny term. Yeah. You know, the whole John Lennon, Book of the Beatles kind of thing, whatever.
Right.
But I think that all started because whenever I first started out the blog, I was doing interviews. Like, I had, you know, people say, hey, you can interview me. And I'd ask them 10 silly questions, like, you know, if you could have plastic surgery, what would be the one thing you would fix?
Right.
And then I'd say, who's the biggest asshole in Texas country? You know, like, just questions. They're not supposed to be taken seriously. Well, I interviewed Charla Korn, who was a hoot. I mean, she just brought out the question. She was having a good time with it.
Yeah.
And so I asked the question, who's the biggest asshole in Texas country? And she didn't miss a beat. She said, Casey Donahue. And I was like, what?
We affectionately refer to him as the Don.
It's the Don. See, yeah. I like to call him Hillary because I think he looks like Hillary Duff, but whatever. So after she got her first set of veneers, I'm just saying. But anyway, and she said that it was Casey. And come to find out there was a mix-up, and she was halfway being serious, halfway being funny. I think she probably thought it would be good for, you know, both people as far as publicity or whatever. Well, she had just started as the brand new host of TMI, which is the chat room talk show at night on the ranch.
Yes, I'm aware of this.
Yeah, we're familiar with it.
Y'all gotta check it out. It's so much fun. I mean, I go in there because it's awesome because she has like guest stars like Brandon Ryder will pop into the chat room and you can make fun of his hair and run him out. It's so much fun. I love TMI. But anyway, apparently, I guess Melinda was really upset, so she called the radio station and allegedly, I don't know if any of this was true, things were made, you know, like, you know, if you can't believe Charla said that, you know, she needs to be fired, blah, 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 blah. And then it kind of steamrolled from there. And to be honest with you, I don't really have that big of a problem. I've never met her. I've never met her or never seen her. And if I do, I'm running like the wind. Because, to be honest with you, if somebody had a website where all they did was make fun of my husband, I would beat the bitch down.
Yeah.
So I think she has every right to hate my guts. But for the most part, I technically haven't said all that things. But I know you're not going to believe me and you're going to think I'm ass-kissing, but I have the utmost respect for her as a woman because in my real job, I'm the only woman in my field. So I know it's like to have, you know, to work in a man's world. But let's be honest here. She took a relatively unattractive fella, just saying, and moderately talented, and she's made him a big draw in the state. So I nothing but respect for her, but don't be calling venues and telling them not to let me in.
Yeah, that I heard about this story. Somebody told me about this. But you, if
again, this is another one that got blown out of proportion because I get all frisky and get on there and just write what I want. But
so let me get this straight. So basically, there was a Loretta Lynn show at Billy Bob's, who you love, Loretta Lynn, and I can totally see why, because she's wonderful. But you are on your way with your husband, was it?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the exact story. Okay. Again, love Loretta. I mean, half of my blogs are me telling my stories about my mom and me listening to music. If you actually sit down and screw the comments and just read what I have to say, 50% of it is me explaining why music means so much to me. And it's a childhood thing. And Loretta Lynn was a big part of my childhood. I would dress up like her in my Easter dress and sing into my hairbrush. I know every Loretta Lynn song. If you're ever on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and it's a Loretta Lynn question, I will be your phone a friend. Call me. I will hook you up with the right answer. But anyway,
good to know.
So I was in the TMI chat room, and they were giving away Loretta Lynn tickets. Again, this was with Charla Korn, who I had met at one. She invited me to one of her shows, and me and my husband met her, and she was a doll, and everybody lived happily ever after. Well, they were in the TMI chat room, and they were giving away Loretta Lynn tickets, which we had planned on purchasing. Like, me and my husband were like, nope. He's like, I'll take it. Don't sweat it. Well, we're in the TMI chat room, which I've said six times.
Right.
Anyway, they were giving the tickets away, and they were asking Loretta Lynn questions. I was like, I want this. Well, in the meantime, Charlotte texted me, and she said, hey, me and my boyfriend are also going. Why don't we make it a double date? Our boys will get along just great. They, you know, they have a lot in common. So I was like, score. Sounds good to me. Yeah, why not? And so that weekend, we booked a hotel. I got a cute new dress to wear with my boots because I don't want to be the ugly girl next to Trella Korn. You know, I had my cute dress. We're in the car, and we're driving up there. And what happened was Charla was filming her new video. And she called me about 5 o'clock, and she said, the video is running late. I'm going to have to leave from the set and just meet you at Billy Bob's. She said, what I have done is I called Billy Bob's and put 2 tickets under your name at will call, and then I'll pick mine up. We're going to go in separate, but I'll meet you at the table, and we'll watch the show, and I'll text you and, you know, everything. Like, hey, sounds good. We got all the way into Fort Worth, and she calls me, and she says, you're not going to believe this. And I go, what? And she said, I mean, she was in tears. I was crying like a baby. She said that they saw your real name on the guest and told me to call you and tell you that you were not welcome and to not come.
But listen.
I mean, there's two sides to every story. I'm just telling you what I was told. But,
yeah.
Oh, God. Y'all, I've heard so many rumors and things that I don't even want to say because I don't want it to be like if it was completely true, completely false. But that's just what I was told.
Yeah, now, I mean, still, that's
weird. But do you want me to tell you what the really, 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 really cool part of this entire story is?
What?
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this, too. I received an email after I wrote about it. I received an email, and it was from somebody and his wife who are fans of the blog. And in the email, it was a receipt for 2 third-row tickets to a Loretta Lynn show in November.
Wow, and that's awesome.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you who it was, but let's just say their last name rhymes with rubber, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Not yet. I'm sure it will.
It doesn't?
Rubber?
Okay, how about this? No, rubbered.
Oh, awesome. I love that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So you
awesome.
Can't take the good with the bad.
I'm a huge fan of Mr. Rubbard.
He's a good boy.
You know,
he's a good boy.
So you take the good, you take the bad. But that was honestly, at the end of all this stuff and, you know, being called names and blah, 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 and I'm breaking down the brotherhood of the red dirt, blah, 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 with my bump it jokes and my opinions about music, which I can tell y'all, I mean, y'all are musicians, right? What I know about music, you could put in the thimble. I don't know anything about music. I mean, I failed out of 7th grade band with a clarinet because I refused to take it home. I don't know a damn thing about music, but I know what I like, and I know what I'm a fan of.
Right.
And all because something's Texas music, and all because something's red dirt music, it doesn't make it good.
That's very true. That is very
in
true.
In my humble opinion.
Yeah, and somebody has to say that. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm not Joan of Arc. I'm not trying to. I just want to make some jokes. I just want to tell my stories. But,
well,
you know,
apparently it's working because regardless of whether these people get mad at you, they obviously come and read your fucking blog.
Yeah, people are paying attention.
That's what I don't understand.
Like, if you don't want to hear it, just don't do it. I mean, the more credence, the more they talk about you. That's what I've told these people behind your back, you know, that get mad about it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, if. Just shut up about it, man. Who cares? It's somebody's opinion, and why should, you know?
That's why we wanted to have you on here, because we say a lot of the same shit to these people's faces.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Rita, we're going to take off, but thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by, talking to
us. You're welcome.
And hopefully we can maybe do this again. You can be a contributor.
We can do it every week. I got nothing else to do.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. And everybody, that was Rita Ballou. From Rawhide and Velvet. Look it up online. Read the blog.
Yeah, and comment about them shits.
Be mean. All right, bye, Rita. Yeah,
thanks
a lot.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks again.
In a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were
send us your thoughts right to starfireandcharlie@gmail.com.
So, the song of the week.
The song of the week.
Good friends of ours.
Always good friends of ours. The Thrift Store Cowboys.
Thrift Store Cowboys. Their ever-changing sound.
One of the best bands that you might not have heard of.
Exactly. Yeah, it's one of the... They're better than you. Let's just put it that way. They're, if you're a band, unless you're Steely Dan, unless you're Donald Fagen listening to this, or maybe if Leon Russell is listening to this.
They're a great band, and we've been waiting on this record of theirs. They've had this new record that they've been working on for a while. Now it is ready.
So here now, ladies and gentlemen, the song title is Starfire.
One Gentle Inch to 9 Violent Miles.
And the album is called Light Fighter.
Light Fighter.
So look for that. Get on iTunes. Write letters to your family. Send them through the mail to go get this record. This is the way, the light, and the truth. It is the Light Fighter. And here now, with their free download that you can get off their website, is Thrift Store Cowboys. Here they are in all of their glory and essence and life.
Raise up your head, no need to apologize. Shelf the restlessness and live. Or you've already died. Raise up your head. Out from this infectious wind. Her everything is so soft spoken. Inside. Up your head now, elevate above your shoes. The sight will survive and look forward as you move, as you move, as you move. Raise up your head now, raise it up one last time. Let the torrent fall in you.
That's it.
So we'd like to thank Thrift Store Cowboys, Rita Blue,
Captain Gillyweed.
Captain Gillyweed!
Arr.
That's a podcast, kiddies.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and we will be back next week with our hard-earned money.
That's right. That's right. Tune in next week, folks. Same bat time, same bat podcast.
Fight inflation, not farmers.
Our producer, James the Robot, technical engineer, Nikola Tesla, and your host, Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter. This has been another episode of You Can't See Us.